The last time a public announcement of a landing by extraterrestrials took place, even though it was entertainment, panic ensued. In the aftermath of the war and the fears surrounding the Cold War, we didn't want to risk another panic. So the military recommended and the White House agreed to glam up. Just like the secrecy surrounding the Manhattan Project, no word gets out. And for the next 50 years that policy, once put into place, governed the behavior of the U.S. government and the military about the existence of UFOs and the crash at Roswell. You can also ask how the government was able to keep this secret for so long. Has there been any other cover-up so efficient and thorough that it went on, unbeknownst to succeeding presidents, year after year until it was finally stopped? In fact, there was just such a cover-up, started in the war, but continued as a matter of policy by Truman in 1947, code, named Shamrock. Secretary of Defense James Forrestal, one of the original members of the UFO Working Group, convinced his boss President Truman in 1947 to continue working with International Telephone and Telegraph, Western Union, and RCA to make their international communications traffic available for inspection by U.S. military intelligence services. Even though its initial purpose was to monitor any communications of military significance, such as the transmission of military secrets, there were no controls on what was inspected and what was not. This program continued for the next 28 years and kept secret from every president until it was terminated under the Ford administration in 1975. Does Shamrock mean that UFOs exist? Of course. But it does reveal the capability of the U.S. government to keep an ongoing operation secret from even the President of the United States, much like the UFO Working Group also under James Forrestal. So what do I think about all of this, about what happened and what I did? I believe that because at the time I was so much in the routine of a military intelligence officer, I didn't really stop to think about the implications of UFOs and EVAs. I understood that we were fighting a Cold War with the Soviets and a skirmish war with extraterrestrials. I believed that their intentions were, and still are, hostile. And I believe that we took the steps necessary to develop the weapons that can blunt their threat. In fact, the U.S. military has better, more accurate, and more powerful weapons for killing UFOs than were deployed in the movie Independence Day. We can knock these guys down tomorrow with high energy lasers and directed particle beam weapons that come right out of a Star Wars movie. And these aren't fiction, they're fact. If you want to know more, pay a visit to the U.S. Army Space Command website on the internet. These missile launch tools are the pride of our planetary defense system and a direct result of President Reagan's courage in pushing for the Strategic Defense Initiative when everyone said it wouldn't work. And that SDI was a direct result of the work General Trudeau and I did at Army R&D in 1962. Sometimes things just work the way they're supposed to. Sometimes, once in a very long while, you get the chance to save your country, your planet, and even your species at the same time. And when that time comes, as Davy Crockett once said, be sure you're right, then go ahead. PDF made for vlelton.at/source.bidly@carpliards.net.
Comment of Rune on this last chapter. Theme: Alien Invasioner or R Space Invasioner is a usual part of far science fiction stories and a film, in which a extraterrestrials are invading Earth for either to exterminate and supplant human life, enslave it under our colonial system, to harvest humans for food, steal the planet's resources, or destroy the planet altogether. It is now known that the military supports or sponsors film productions that go on this theme in order to increase defense budgets. The invasion scenario has been used as an allegory for this purpose, since H.G. Wells' novel of The War of the Worlds, and the extended fear invasion literature of it was already common when science fiction was first emerging as a genre. Prospects of invasion tended to vary with the state of current affairs, and current perceptions of threat. Alien invasion was a common metaphor in the United States of science fiction during the Cold War, illustrating the fears of foreign occupation and nuclear devastation of the American people. We have never seen a truly positive picture of the presence of foreigners here. Because we are a threat to life in much of our cosmic neighborhood, we are kept under attention of our much older relatives out there. In 1952, the U.S. government prepared itself for the realization of ongoing alien contact when our military technology reached a point that could threaten the gray UFOs. E-gray aliens were forced to make contact with a strong political body so they could continue their human experiments in the large scales being performed. Because the power and influence the U.S. government, they decided to make an official contact in the year 1952. Obviously, facts of such an incident have not been disclosed to the public and may never be. Making a deal with the U.S. government, the gray aliens exchanged technology that they once shared with the German government, Nazi, near the end of WW2. Through this shared technology, the United States was able to make several advancements in microbiology, nanotechnology, aerodynamics, spaceflight, and much more. With the exchange of this technology, they allowed the gray aliens the ability to continue their experimentations on humans to perfect their cloning to save their race. The U.S. government came to terms with the race to avoid any wars with the aggressive race of grays. A select politically structured body, created secretly within the United States government, was designed to be the liaison between the grays. The military was very enthusiastic for communication with the aliens, in hopes of exchanging technology for the rights to experiment and raw materials. This liaison group is and was the NSA, the super-secret National Security Agency. The original purpose was for the study and contact of the aliens, but had now been created into a liaison to other races throughout the galaxy and explorers of our Milky Way galaxy. Yes, an unholy alliance was signed between the negative aliens and the secret world government in Europe in 1572 and with the US in 1946 or some years later. The secret governments knew with whom they were dealing but were not aware they were being deceived. It was humans traded for alien technology. This was also on alien-provided technology used for manufacturing diseases for warfare, and agreeing on underground and underwater alien bases, and tunnel systems, global satellite and electronic surveillance, and preparing or doing earth changes and weather manipulation. So the U.S. government has built UFOs in secret underground bases.